Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. I thank God that we're able to be together in prayer this morning. Today is Friday, and this is the 16th week after Pentecost. Today we continue reading in the 13th chapter of Mark's Gospel. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter, beginning this morning at verse 28. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its roots, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Jesus now sums up his teaching so far in this chapter by encouraging the disciples to be wise in applying what it is that they've heard so that they can read the signs of the times and then act accordingly. Persevering in faith, persevering in hope, persevering in love while the world is going through all types of turmoil and while they themselves are both persecuted and then called to testify to the truth of Christ before kings and rulers. That's the challenge. Those are the challenges before the Jesus community at the turning of the ages. All the while wars or rumors of war or signs in heaven or the shaking of the earth is going on around, the work of the church is to stay faithful, to testify to Christ. Keeping their bearings, reading the signs and watching and waiting for the coming of the Lord are the way that disciples will be called to live in this, the last of all ages. And the same is still true for us. It is what we are about, watching, waiting, reading the signs of the time, and then acting faithfully and in witness to Christ. Once again, Jesus does not provide specific times and places. He's going to say that again and again and again. This is not a watching and waiting that involves sort of running a countdown clock like we do on New Year's Eve, but to read the signs and the seasons to communicate the turning of the age are so that we can act accordingly, keeping watch in faith and hope, acting in love, testifying to the good news about Jesus Christ. For all the roiling turmoil all around, the community of Jesus' disciples are given a fairly stable and straightforward path through it all. Like the Master, we're to enter into the time and place and under the authority and the powers that be in the time that we've been given. And in that time and that place, we bear witness to God, to God's kingdom, to God's Christ. And in this time and place, following the example of the Master, we suffer. We suffer in Jesus' name, but we suffer trusting God for the vindication and the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. From the fig tree, we're to learn to tell the times and the seasons. So what is it that you see when you look around today? In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we truly thankful? Merciful God, who might renew this weary world, heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, the people in countries ravaged by strife or warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else or for what else are we praying this morning? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, so that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into all the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.